On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
You never know which of your passions will become your kid's passion too. And something that Maya is picking up is something that she's getting from her dad.
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
All right. Welcome to your latest episode of Nieces Know Best. It's starring Jess's niece, Maya. And by the way, before we introduce you to Maya, this is supposed to be like the family sitcom moment of the show. We kind of designed it that way to kind of feel like your favorite family sitcom from back in the day. So who is Maya, Jess?
Maya is 11 years old. She is a new sixth grader and she just graduated from fifth grade. I'm really close to my family. They're all on the West Coast. So once a week I will chat with Maya, you know, just about different things that are going in my life, or also just to get her insight on stuff. And with Father's Day just passing, I wanted to ask her something important that she learned from her dad.
So with Father's Day, you know, just this last weekend, I wanted to ask you, what is the most important lesson from your dad that you've learned that you want to carry with you in your life as you grow up?
This may not sound like the most sentimental thing, but I feel like the thing that I actually want to learn from him most is like his cooking skills, because everyone always tells him how good of a cook he is. And I guess I just really want to like have that feeling, because chefs are really cool. Shout out to all the chefs. It's really cool to cook for other people and then have them enjoy your food and give you compliments on it. And I feel like I just want that moment kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So I've actually been taking cooking lessons from him. Now I know how to make spaghetti.
Ooh, I think that is so special, because not only is he an amazing cook, but when he does it, he brings people together. And I think that is something that you like to do too. And so I completely understand why that's something you would like to learn from him. And the things that he makes as you get older, when you know how to make them, they'll remind you of him. So I think that's something really special that you're doing right now.
I kind of also want to learn like more life lessons from him, because my dad is a very wise person.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's just it. Happy Father's Day.
Thanks, Maya. I love you.
Did you guys want to be like your dad back in the day? Was like that's somebody you like looked up to?
I think what is really special when she talks about my Uncle Chris cooking is because the thing when he cooks is like he invites everybody over, you know?
Yeah.
And the thing that stands out about him, and obviously that's my dad's brother, my dad does that in his own way too. So mm-hmm. It's like he's the guy that brings everybody together. And so I think that is something that has always I wanted to recreate and get that from my dad as well.
Same
so
thing.
When she was sharing with me what stands out to her about her dad, I just think it's so cool about like them as brothers and like just like, them together. That's exactly what they do. And so for us, that's just something that like we want to pass on as well.
See, I didn't want to be like my dad back in the day. Like I didn't see a lot of similarities with me and my dad back in the day. Like I was kind of embarrassed by my dad because, I always thought my dad was like really tough, and I didn't like that about my dad back in the day. But now as an adult, I appreciate that about me. Like I always say I'm a good mix between my mom and my dad, because I can be soft and like all this stuff. But then like I like my tough side of my dad, but I hated that. It's like, I always was like, oh no, like I didn't, no, I don't like that about my dad. Did you want to be like your dad back in the day, Charlotte? Or
I still want to be like my dad. Yeah. Like he's like back so in the, cool.
Back in the day, did you?
Yeah, because he was always so smart and like just nice and fun, though.
Your dad's fun, yeah. How about your mom? Did you want to be like your mom back in the day? I always feel like looking at your parents, like, did you want to be like your parents when you were a kid or no? Because I think it could change, or maybe not, as you like were an adult.
I feel like my mom used to embarrass me because she's so good at like talking to strangers, but the older I get, I'm like, that's really cool, and it's her superpower, and that's the thing
that
I'm
now.
Most like. Exactly!
You are your mother
we
now.
We all are our parents.
That is Charlotte Smith to a T, everybody. All right, there you go. There goes Nieces Know Best.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.